This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, learn if you have the first limiting belief that could be keeping you from a life of slim. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. This journey isn't about food plans and calorie counts, by the way. It is about learning to love and care for you from the inside out so that it becomes natural and easy for you to be slim and healthy. Join me. As a former compulsive overeater, I've been where you've been, and I'm here to guide you to where you want to be. So go ahead and start to settle down within you, opening up as you do to a place, to a state, to a feeling of relaxation. Perhaps at the moment, it's just awareness of your very awareness, if you can imagine that. Because every episode, we like to take these moments, this time, to become more and more present with the present, more and more aware of our current experience. For you, that may be simply bringing your attention to your breath, your inhalations and exhalations, which are there whether or not you are consciously aware of them. Whether you're awake or asleep, the breath is always there. So allow your presence, allow your attention to drift gently and easily to your inhalations and exhalations as you allow them to take you down deep inside. Whatever place deep inside of you happens to be available in this very moment. Now, if you've been running around, maybe you're running at this very moment, because I know a lot of you listen while you're exercising, and I think that's a great use of your time. Just be aware of what you're doing and present enough to stay safe. Now, as thoughts may come and go, if you have an active mind like I often do, full of things to do during the day and places to go and items to check off of the list, there's so many things that can keep our conscious minds busy. And allow that to be just fine, telling your conscious mind that, yes, as those thoughts come and go, that you're simply here to watch that process. So as the thoughts arise, you can also be watching the thoughts arise, thinking the thoughts and watching them too, all at the same time. It's an interesting trick that just our consciousness, as far as we're aware, mind you, we don't really know about other species, but as far as we know, we're the ones who can do this. We can think things and think about thinking. We can think and watch ourselves think. We can observe our thoughts coming and going, which allows you in this moment to observe your relaxation process beginning to occur in a way that is just right for you. You may not have been aware that in this moment, relaxation deeper than you had gone before is available to you now. So whatever works for you, just watch those thoughts come and go and bring your attention into your present experience. Here you are. Alive and breathing and listening to the sound of my voice that will take you to that place that serves your highest good, if for no other reason than that is what you intend in the listening of this show. Now, we do a lot of fun things in Inside Out Weight Loss, and now we're on a topic that is very near and dear to my heart, I might say, because I have spent the last, oh my goodness, 8 years, it's true, from prerequisites to now, working on my PhD. And along the way, I did some research because it's part of the process. And lucky me, I got to research you. I got to research listeners of this podcast. I was able to study those who have successfully followed the Inside Out Weight Loss Program, lost weight, and kept it off. And by the time I was finished with my dissertation, those people that I interviewed and whose cases I studied had maintained their weight loss for about 3 years or more. And in fact, the weight loss ranged from 25 pounds to almost 100 pounds. So a big range of weight loss and a long time for maintenance, way longer than the average or the norm. And don't we know it? I'm telling you, because most of us have been up and down that scale. We've tried all the different diets over and over, thinking, if I'm just determined enough, if I just use enough willpower, if I just find the right plan, the magic one of the moment that helped so-and-so from my office and so-and-so's good friend who looks amazing right now, then it'll work for me and that'll be it. I'll get it right this time. But lo and behold, we follow the plan that worked so well for, you know, Joe across the way and, you know, Susie, the friend of Sherry who knows so-and-so, and maybe we lose some weight in the short term and we're on top of the world. How great is this? Oh yeah, I'm never going back to the old ways. Until a few months later, maybe a short time later, guess what? We get busy, we get tired, we get stressed. Stuff happens in our life. S happens in our life, as we know. And, just one bite. It won't hurt. Oh, I'll just have a little taste. And before you know it, all of those pounds we lost are found. We have the lost and found pounds. And we find, lo and behold, more pounds than we had lost originally. They just come back and they like to bring their friends. You know how that goes. It's just not very social as it sounds, unfortunately. So that was the case for these people that I studied, all but one of them, as a matter of fact. One of them had never, lucky woman, was smart enough never to go on a diet. She had watched her mother diet her whole life and said, well, look, my mother was always struggling, was always very overweight in the obese category, really. And she worked so hard at it, never worked for her. What makes me think it will work for me? So she never even bothered until she went to see her doctor. And her doctor said, look, honey, you've got type 2 diabetes and your meds aren't working anymore. Your blood sugar is out of control. Your life is at risk. Now, this woman is a single mother. And at the time, her daughter was 12 years old. So she's thinking, holy crap, I'm the only one my daughter has. And if I go, she's got nobody. That just is not going to work. So whether or not I think I can do it, I got to figure something out. And even though she had no faith in her own ability to lose weight, she thought, you know, I will just listen to this podcast. She found Inside Out Weight Loss on iTunes. She said, I'm just going to listen to this podcast. And then it's got that fancy neuro-linguistic programming and hypnosis and all that fancy stuff in it, and it'll just change the way I think and I'll lose the weight. Completely crazy, right? Well, you know, what do you know? It worked. Unbelievable. Anyway, yes, she did all of the work and she did everything she needed to do, but now she really loves to take care of herself, and she has maintained, I believe it's a 70-pound weight loss, and her daughter is now 18, I think. Holy moly, has a podcast been out that long? Anyway, her daughter is about to leave for college or has just left, and she's still slim. How about that? Amazing. Anyway, so I studied six people. I learned their stories, and as I shared in the last episode, I was able to identify the common factors that were true among all of them. Now, this doesn't mean they're true for everybody all the time. It was a small study and it was qualitative research, but it does share some really interesting stuff that actually squares, completely makes sense with what I've observed over the last, oh my goodness, dozen years of working with clients and lots and lots and lots of folks. And of course, my own experience, my own journey. And the one finding that I found the juiciest, shall I say, I started talking about last week, and this week in this episode, we're going to go a little deeper with it. It's the title of this episode, so you probably have a good guess what the heck I'm talking about, which is beliefs. Beliefs that make you fat or make it very, very hard to be slim. And heck, I've spent a lot of time in this podcast talking about beliefs and how important they are. But let me just give you the short refresher course on why the heck they matter so much, which is that beliefs, the kind of beliefs I'm talking about, are beliefs that we hold about ourselves, deeply held beliefs. Another way of thinking about them are assumptions that we make about ourselves in the world. Everybody has them. Some of them are empowering, like the belief that I am healthy or I am smart. Those might be empowering beliefs for you. And on the flip side, there are limiting beliefs, beliefs that limit you, sometimes a whole heck of a lot. We've all seen examples of people who don't believe in themselves, who are defeated before they even start, just because they don't believe that they are capable or smart enough or attractive enough or, you know, whatever it is, they don't believe that they've got it. So we all have these beliefs. And the tricky part about them is that they typically reside out of our conscious awareness. In other words, they're deep in our psyches and we don't say them until one day, for whatever reason, we discover them and we say, oh my God, that's exactly right. I've always thought that. I've always had that. I've always believed that about myself, and I'm sure that it's true. Now, beliefs, as a reminder, are things that we hold to be true regardless of the evidence. In other words, they're not all about logic and scientific backup. They're about something that we just assume is true. Like many people believe in God, not because of scientific research, but because we just believe in God. We assume that God exists, or we have an inner knowing of something. So that's what beliefs are. And because they are not created through logic, they cannot be changed through logic either. So that's why all of that dialogue that you have going on in your head, like that self-criticism that we do. Well, I don't know about you, but I've got a lot of experience with self-criticism. Saying things like, oh, you idiot. Oh, you blew it again. Oh, you're a failure. You'll never make it, et cetera, et cetera. That kind of stuff. Maybe you recognize it. You know, the stuff that you wouldn't say to your worst enemy, but you say to yourself on a regular basis. You know what I'm talking about here? Yeah, that stuff. Well, you can bring that stuff out to the light of day and try to reason with it and say, well, come on, that's not always true. And that'll be helpful, but it's not going to really unhinge the cause of that criticism, if that makes sense. In other words, the limiting belief is like the infinite self-criticism generator. In other words, as long as you have that belief, you will have an infinite variety and infinite patience in, or your critical voice will, in coming up with that crap, excuse me, if I say so boldly, all that crap, negative crap we say to ourselves, it'll just keep coming up. And it's absolutely helpful to talk to it and to reason with it a little bit. But if we really want to handicap the criticism, if we really want to get underneath it and start believing in ourselves, start accepting ourselves unconditionally, even someday the advanced PhD degree, which is loving yourself. Ooh, that's high level, guys. That's way up there. Couldn't even imagine it myself when I started. Anyway, if we want to get to that place, we got to change these limiting beliefs. And the good news is that we can change them. We have the technology. We know how to do it. And when we do, yowza, great things happen. Wonderful stuff opens up. Ease and, you know, naturally slender. Remember, that's what got you here in the first place. You bought my Kool-Aid, which is that you too can be naturally slender. And you know what? It's not Kool-Aid. My God, that's the good news. It is the truth, the actual truth, that you too can be naturally slender. I am, and I used to be a verifiable basket case around food. So there you go. What can I say? And, you know, I still eat stuff that isn't supposed to be on the good food list. You know, the occasional cookie or my current favorite chocolate croissant. And I also eat a whole heck of a lot of healthy food, too. Anyway, my goodness, I want to talk to you. I want to get into the details. And here we are again, talking about all this big, important stuff first. Why? Who lets that happen? My God, who's in charge of all this? That brings us to time for a break, because I want to get into the detail before we finish this episode today. So, just as a reminder, you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss. And I'm your host, Renee Stevens. We'll be back in a moment. Ready to shed the weight struggle as well as the weight? Take your journey to the next level by setting yourself up for success. Join the community at InsideOutWeightLoss.com to walk step by step through this program with interactive tools, group coaching with me, and plenty of guided journeys and resources to make your journey as enjoyable as possible. That's InsideOutWeightLoss.com. We're back now. This is Renee Stevens on Inside Out Weight Loss, brought to you by InsideOutWeightLoss.com. We were talking about beliefs before the break, and I identified through my research three types of limiting beliefs that seem to be necessary, or at least they were necessary for all of the participants in my small study to be naturally slim. And it certainly squares with my experience over a dozen years in practice working with a whole heck of a lot of folks. And when you hear them, you may say, yeah, of course, those beliefs need to be in place to be naturally slender. How could they not be? I think you'll agree that they're pretty darn intuitive. So I want you to play around with them on your own. I want you to identify within you if you have the empowering side of the belief or the limiting side. Either way, it's good news, because if you have the limiting side of one or more than one of these beliefs, then, as I said, we have the technology. We know how to change the belief. So if you don't have them, if you have the empowering side, well, yowza, that is good news. And you can proceed straight to some of the nifty behavior change techniques that I share in other parts of this podcast and also on the site at insideoutweightloss.com and in my book. You know, it's all there, available in many different forms. So here we go. You ready? You're like, well, for God's sakes now, Renee, of course I'm ready. I've been waiting for this. Three big beliefs. Let's do number one. So remember that woman I was telling you about who, single mother, doctor said, your life is at risk, and he actually recommended bariatric surgery to her, and she didn't want to do that. So she had a belief, a very limiting belief, that had kept her in her given up state almost all of her life. And that was the belief that I'm not capable. In other words, I can't lose weight. Now, this belief is rampant among aspiring slim folks. That would be you, perhaps, if you're listening. You are therefore an aspiring slim folk or person. So, or maybe you are already slim because you've been listening for a while and doing this stuff, and you're just having fun tuning back in. I get folks like that all the time. Other day, I sent out an email to people on my email list about the six-week class I was running through my site at insideoutweightloss.com, and she emailed back. She's in Australia. She emailed back. She said, thanks. Actually, I took the class last year. Don't need it anymore. I'm already where I want to be. And so I wrote her back. I said, that is the best reason ever for not wanting to take the class. Turns out she's a medical doctor in Australia. Pretty darn cool. I love that. Love that. My job is to make myself obsolete, you know, help you get to that place where you are self-sufficiently slim and sexy. All right, well, it's up to you if you want to include the sexy bit, but I highly recommend it, gotta say. All right, so capability. So this woman who I called Belinda for the confidentiality purposes of academic research, and Belinda did not believe that it was possible for her to lose weight because of watching her mother her entire life, watching plenty of folks struggle with their weight and never create lasting change. So she had given up. Now, a lot of us develop this belief because we're smart people under the self-criticism. There's all sorts of smarts in there. Maybe you wear your smarts boldly, or maybe you're subtly, you know, you keep it kind of under wraps. But anyway, we're smart, capable people in all these areas of our lives. We got it going on. And this we can't do, right? I have been on this diet. I've done like I'm supposed to do. I should be able to do this. This was totally me. I'd be like, man, I can do so much stuff. You know, I could beat myself up into getting reasonable grades at school with a great deal of angst, distress, and procrastination along the way, now that I think about it, but never let that get in the way of a good story. Anyway, we don't believe we're capable because we have tried, and it seems that we have failed so many, many times that this is just one thing I'm just going to give up, not even going to bother, because it is useless unless some particularly compelling story from some person who loses weight on the magic diet of the moment, check back in with them in a year, we might find a different story. That's another story. So we don't think that it's possible for us to be naturally slim. And this was a belief that I held very strongly back in the day. I was in Overeaters Anonymous, as you may know from my story. And I learned that, okay, well, I am a compulsive overeater. I will always be a compulsive overeater. There is something missing from me or damaged in me that says that I'm going to have to count calories for the rest of my life. I'm going to have to follow rigid and strict rules for the rest of my life if I want to have any chance of being slim. That was the belief that I had until my rascal husband, who annoyed me to no end, said to me, you know, Renee, I don't buy that. You can totally be naturally slim, and you'll know that you are when you can eat without counting, without weighing, without measuring, and you can eat anything, even the stuff that is on your, you know, no send you directly to purgatory list. At that point, I made the sign of the cross at him and swore that he was the devil incarnate. And turns out, darn it, he was right. Oh my God. It's his fault that I'm here with you today. So that's it. I want you, because we're already at the end of our show. My, how times fly when we are having fun. I want you to check out, do you believe that it's possible for you to be naturally slim? Just say to yourself, oh yeah, totally, I can be slim. I can be naturally slender. Just say that to yourself and see if you buy it. Or if you don't, if you think, no way, that's just not, this is no way that I can do that. Just check that out. Check to see if you believe that you are capable of being naturally slender. And we will pick up from here next time, next week, because that brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Inside Out Weight Loss is produced by Andrew Frame of BAFSoundworks.com. And once again, I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and I'm on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.